There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, come on, Var, give it to me.
Ew.
No, Oz. I meant the song.
Hey, bro, we on national radio. Damn. Here, man. Hey, hey, man.
I hate him.
Golly. You good?
That was sus.
Ooh, ooh. Jeez,
I hate him.
What you doing, man?
I bet the song. That's going to sound weird in the podcast, by the way, because there's no music on the podcast.
Yeah,
so that's going
to
sound a little strange.
I'm not a party to that.
Well, listen.
I wasn't a party.
We are off and running. Hour three here. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on Fox Sports Radio. It is LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox with you here. No, no Brady Quinn. We will explain why here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Friday morning, we appreciate it. We will be taking you all the way up until the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And we will do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So if you are just tuning into the program, a big story that took place earlier on for us, which may or may not be the reason why Brady Quinn is not here today, is the fact that the Kentucky Wildcats, a 3 seed, went out and vomited all over the front of their jerseys.
Jeez.
And gave up 10 threes to a guy coming off the bench for Oakland and lost. And then you consider the fact that in 2022.
And not Oakland, California.
No, not Oaktown. Oakland. No, no.
Oakland. Oakland.
Near Detroit in Michigan.
Yes, an Oakland in Michigan.
Yeah. So Kentucky was the big upset loss, and so you've got Big Blue Nation and you've got Kentucky Wildcat fans that are just piling on and letting it rip. I mean, even Andy Furman, Fox Sports Radio host, took to social media and took to Twitter last night and said, Kentucky's now a football school. Like, that's just disrespectful all the way through. But he lives in Kentucky, so he knows exactly how to needle the Kentucky fans. So not a great showing by the Kentucky Wildcats. And the reason why it's applicable to this show is because Brady Quinn talked yesterday about how he had confidence in Kentucky. I believe he's got Kentucky winning the whole thing, if I'm not mistaken. He's at least got him in the final. Lee, Brady's got Kentucky winning the whole thing, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that was his pick yesterday.
That is correct. He has Kentucky over UConn.
Yeah. So,
well, that's not going
to
happen.
No. If you want, so if you want to know what happened to Brady's bracket, don't worry. It'll be on a spindle in your bathroom as you go to clean up after yourself, and you have some bad chili over the weekend. But the point is, not great for Brady. And he let me know via text message that he was planning on calling in at some point today to air out the Kentucky Wildcats. So we are still awaiting that call. This was a planned day off for him. He's celebrating his 10th anniversary with the wife. Happy anniversary to them. But not a great day for Kentucky. And John Calipari, the coach of Kentucky, spoke after the loss last night and not only talked about what went wrong in the game, but what his approach might be when it comes to recruiting and getting players to Lexington moving forward.
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances, and both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were freshmen. I've done this with young teams my whole career, and it's going to be hard for me to change that because we've helped so many young people and their families that I don't see myself just saying, okay, we're not going to recruit freshmen. And I mean, the thing that we've been blessed with is families bring their sons to us, and we do what we're supposed to do to help them prepare for the rest of their lives. But I've taken some older guys, and we've done it. I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but this thing here, it's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles and all this stuff, win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
So there we go back to the age gap between younger players at Kentucky and some of these older players that are sticking around because of NIL. It is kind of interesting how it's done that 180 from the standpoint of, you know, you'd want to get to the pros as soon as you could to try and make money because you couldn't in college. And now it's like, screw it. I got a little bit of cash and I can be in my early 20s and still stay on campus. Why not? I'll stick around for a little bit. So that part of the adjusting to that is going to be fascinating to see how it goes.
It's a tough position to be in if you're John Calipari, because you are getting the best of the best. You are getting the most elite players. And what exactly are you supposed to do under the circumstances that he's operating under? Do you recruit a lesser of a player knowing that they may stay longer? You're not going to offer enough money. Like, NIL money is not going to keep the type of player he's getting to come to his school to stay. They're not going to stay.
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt, but just asking you, because I know that you've coached, would you rather have talent or maturity?
See, that's hard because you could be a mature bum.
That is true. I don't see a lot of bums in their, you know, in their teams.
I'm going to say I'd rather have talent, to be honest. I'd rather have talent because you can't teach talent. You can teach and develop skill, but talent is something that you're born with. Like, that's what I believe. And so to me, I can figure out ways to adjust and to adapt if I have talent. If I have maturity, but that maturity is void of talent, then, I mean, that and be clear, we're talking as if, you know, Oakland didn't have any talent I'm not going to say that they didn't have any talent. They had enough talent to be in the tournament. You know, like we heard on the update, right? Penn State isn't in the tournament.
Oh.
You know, so it's fine. Finley wanted to shoot shots. It's fine. But he's right. We did not have enough talent to be in the tournament. So there is a level of talent with that the ages that Calipari's throwing out there at 22, 23, 24. If you're playing against 23, 24-year-olds in a tournament like the NCAA, the tournament, you're probably going to lean towards the maturity of the talent on those teams. That's where the difference may come into play, Jonas, is that you do have guys that have talent. They're not the talents that they have on Kentucky, but nonetheless, they're talented enough with maturity. With maturity, with familiarity to being a college student, to being a college athlete, to playing in this system, perceivably, there are a lot of benefits and bonuses to, imagine this, building a team. Building a team, like, okay, first year they came in. I mean, think about the Fab Five, or, you know, some of these great teams that we've seen, the Duke teams throughout the years, the UNC teams throughout the years. You got at least 2 years to see these guys play.
Yeah.
You got at least 2 years. Calipari's only getting one.
And that's also why college basketball was more popular back then. Because
you got a chance to get to know them.
Yeah, you were familiar with those guys. You got to see them grow up. I still remember, like, when the first Duke players started leaving Coach K to go early, because all those guys stayed for 4 years, it seemed like. And then all of a sudden, I think it might have been Elton Brand or Corey Maggette who left early, and it was like, whoa, this is different. Like, it just feels like this is now the next change in all this, and you've got coaches that are trying to adjust to it. Similar to, like, we've talked about in college football, to where guys like Nick Saban are like, yeah, I'm good. Or Chip Kelly's like, you know what, man, F this. I just want to coach. I don't want to deal with all the drama that comes with it. I wonder what that's like in college basketball for some of these guys.
I think it's a very small percentage of coaches. I mean, how many coaches would you put in the arena of Calipari in terms of getting talent as a top coach? Like, what is it? Maybe less than two handfuls?
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's one of the great recruiters. That's why he had all those, like, superstar teams with Kentucky. But those also were younger players, and you know, he's got his one national title there, but other than that, it's been a long time since they've gotten over the hump.
I just think the one and done model, if he lives and dies by the one and done model, then he's got to get his team prepared for the tournament. You got to make the tournament, but you got to be preparing to win the tournament. How do we win the tournament? That's what you got. And maybe that is what he does. I don't know. I know he says he's into the development of the kids. Like, let's just be clear here. You have a matter of the football season, 6 months. So, what, 9-10 months with these kids?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, let's be clear here. Don't sell me a bill of goods that you're going to make my child a better child. Like, you got 9 to 10 months before he goes pro. When? Just when? Like, you don't have to worry about the personal aspect of it. You don't have to worry about all of these developmental, because in 9 to 10 months, all it is an experience. You may have an experience where you impact their lives for a lifetime. That's great. But if your business model isn't yielding results, then now you got to take into consideration, what does that mean for the employer's investment in you? If your investment is so big and so great, and, oh, I want to make sure that these kids and these young men are prepared for life and da, 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 this and that, and you get them for 9 to 10 months. And it's making your results suffer. You got in the first round of the NCAA tournament to a team that is named Oakland that isn't even in the state of California. That's what's happening to you. Then your employer now starts to look at it as, is this investment into these kids bigger, right? Is it bigger for them to be better people that are prepared after 9 to 10 months versus you putting together teams that are going to win? So there ultimately becomes a dilemma and almost seemingly a conflict of interest if you're saying I'm recruiting the best players in the country and I'm getting them to come here knowing that they're only going to stay 1 year. So I want to make sure that they're the best person that they can possibly be when they leave here.
And
I don't know if I buy that.
And there's also the simple mathematics of the game last night. And I made this point earlier, but it's like, dude, you had a guy off the bench hit 10 threes. Like, I don't know when the hell that's ever happened in college basketball in the tournament. If he only hits eight, like if he has a more down night and only hits eight threes off the bench, Kentucky wins that game. Like, it just, like, the tournament's a pain in the ass. It's why it's so difficult to predict. It's why they pay out what they pay out if you get a quote unquote perfect bracket, because nobody ever has a perfect bracket. And Coach Cal finds himself, you know, the subject of all the ridicule and everything, and whether or not that means he's going to actually change or adapt and whatnot. I think his buyout, people were already talking about getting rid of him. I think his buyout is like $34 million or just under $34 million. So he's going to be fine either way. It's just, you know, Kentucky fans just got to deal with another tough loss, and is what it is. So hopefully we will hear from, you know, somebody who grew up a Kentucky fan, one Brady Quinn, who will call in to let us know his thoughts on the Kentucky Wildcats. But we are brought to you by Tractor Supply. Like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. By the way, we did not ignore the fact that, yes, I know we talked a lot of basketball and college basketball with the upsets and the first portion of the first round of the NCAA tournament. But we should also point out that, yes, it still is a Football Friday. It's a damn Football Friday here on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Friday.
Come on.
Let's finally here, right?
There you go.
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday. What?
It's Friday then.
It still is a Football Friday here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on FSR. And you can find this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to tell you about how somebody in the NFL finds themselves in, well, maybe a more difficult position than some people realize. And that's according to a potential teammate. It's right here, and it's yours on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Forget this.
Just
listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
That's Jonas. That's Jonas. Come on, jitterbug out of my head.
That's messed up, man.
George Knoxville. Stupid. Be careful.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Man, I'm telling you, George Michael, Freedom, top 10 song for me all time. This one?
This is a good song.
Not close.
Oh, it's a good one.
Jitterbug? Song stinks.
Before you go,
such
go.
A hater.
It's a good song.
I like George Michael, but I'm not a fan of this one. This is Wham, too. This is like his lesser-known performances. By the way, the Freedom video back in the day?
Oh, God.
Just rocket ship after rocket ship in that video.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Go back and look at that. Sun's out, guns out for that one, Bar.
Sun's out, guns out. Hammers.
How many blow dart guns you got on you?
I don't know.
All right, so coming up about 20 minutes from now here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to have another edition of You In or You Out. That'll be yours here on FSR. It appears that Caleb Williams will be in Chicago as the number one pick of the Bears coming up. And a potential future teammate of Caleb Williams, Jalen Johnson. Last time we heard from him, he admitted to having he needed to go to, like, sex therapy or something like that.
Oh yeah,
he had some sort of an addiction to sex.
Giggity.
Look,
whoops.
Hey, he gave that information up. It's not like anybody did any research and looked through, you know, his search engine and went like, man, he's got a bunch of different browsers passwords. It's like, no, like, he offered that up when he was at a press conference announcing his new contract.
That's correct.
Said he had those issues last year, and he has managed that and gone to therapy and tried to figure that whole thing out. But he did show up on with Kay Adams, and he wasn't trying to smear Caleb Williams or anything like that, but he did show up on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, and he just said, listen, we want to help him be successful, but he can't bring that quote unquote Hollywood stuff to Chicago like maybe we've seen glimpses of while at USC.
You just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who play this game. I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league. It's just something that guys like myself, guys like Jermaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen. I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room. I feel like we're gonna see through, and it's like, nah, that what you did in college, the Hollywood. It's like, nah, that you got to prove yourself. That stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like you gotta get to know him too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him. Because I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be. Cause, I mean, that's what we're bringing him in for, to win games. So I think truly just learning who he is as a person, learning him deeper than just all the Hollywood stuff you see, but actually trying to learn and get to know him, and then from there knowing what pushes him. If it is trash talk, and trash talk makes them crumble, then I mean, I feel like we got to push that button, because people in the game, they're going to push that button. So just depending on whatever it is that he needs to be pushed at, I feel like that's our job and that's our duty as his teammates, to make him better, to strengthen his weaknesses.
So that could potentially be what he's dealing with when he gets to Chicago.
You know, all due respect, they won 7 games.
Yeah.
You know, so y'all's way ain't that good. Yeah, and that's the reality of it. And I get what he's saying. I understand. I completely understand what he's saying. But if that Hollywood way, if he indeed ends up being the guy that they draft, because, you know, at this point, there's probably just too much pressure on Chicago to have to draft him just based upon everything that's taking place leading up to the draft. But whoever that player may be, whether it's Caleb, whether it's someone else, they're going in there and they're being tasked with the same exact job that Justin Fields had when he was drafted, which is to turn this franchise around and give them a formidable offense that can help them to win more than 7 games. Now, I think it's very, very interesting to listen to a player that's in the locker room say that already, because it sounds like to me they already have preconceived notions of who he is.
The perception is Hollywood.
And so knowing that you got rid of a player that probably the guys in the locker room respected because they saw what he had to go through in order to have a level measure of success that he did playing there while he did. And for you to remove him and not see it through with him, my teammate, that I know I'm probably just as much to blame for us losing as he is. And he's a good teammate. He's a good player. And you guys are moving on from him. I wonder how much the GM and the coaching staff have actually taken inventory of how much damage what they did could have done to the team. And the guy that you're drafting is a Caleb Williams, who, by the way, I got talked about for making fun of it. You know, it's like, oh, let a guy be a guy, you know, let him do what he's going to do, how he's going to do. Okay, that's fine. But can a guy that actually would go jump into the stands, hit the fetal position in his mom's arms, and weep on the sideline of the game, is that guy emotionally built to be able to go into a market like Chicago and be the player that this player is actually saying he can't be? You can't be that guy in Chicago. You can't do things this way in our locker room. That's what he just said in that interview. So it'll be interesting to see if it is indeed Caleb Williams that does go number one, which perceivably that's obviously what the surefire, you know, decision is going to be. If he goes in there, does he have the mental, emotional stability to be able to handle what he's about to endure and go through going to a 7-win team that has expectations of being a Super Bowl champ since, what, 85?
Yeah. To your point, And to further the point, the Chicago Bears are the only franchise in the history of the NFL that doesn't have a 4,000-yard passer in a season. Mm. I don't care if Caleb Williams went to Bangkok. If he can improve that part of it, like, let's bring him in and figure that thing out. I don't it's just whatever. Like, Bangkok, you want to go Bombay, like, whatever anybody wants to throw out there. The point is, I thought it was applicable based on what we heard from Jalen Johnson at his press conference. Oh, the point is, like, the idea that, you know, you can't bring that stuff here, like, what stuff? Like, potentially the first ever quarterback to break that 4,000-yard, you know, mark, potentially what could be one of the great talents. Like, it's like, yes, there's been stuff and conversations about Caleb Williams, the painting of his nails and all that. I just wonder if they've got those preconceived notions. I mean, is there going to be like the hazing that comes along with it? Are they going to be like, you know, giving him a hard time to try and test it?
I don't know about hazing him, but they're going if locker rooms are the same way that they were when I was around, he's going to get the business.
Well, look, remember Cedric Benson? Remember the late Cedric Benson?
Of course.
Like, there was, when he first got to Chicago, there was reports that some of the veterans weren't thrilled with his behavior and his attitude. They loved Thomas Jones. Thomas Jones was the running back there. And when they drafted Cedric Benson, I believe with the fourth pick overall, there was some talk that during training camp, he got lit up a little bit, like maybe more so than he should have, just based on them maybe not liking his attitude when he first got there. So I'm not saying that would happen all these years later, but you know, it is interesting to hear. And from the Caleb Williams standpoint, I just take a step back and I go, I can't imagine being 21, 22 years old and expected to go to a place with grown men who have families and contracts and a lot on the line and just fit right in and take over for a guy that was loved by those teammates, as you pointed out, and expected to produce in that manner. Like you talked about the pressure that he's going to be under when he gets there. I don't know that people have fully wrapped their arms around how much pressure this is going to be.
They could not possibly begin to wrap their heads around that amount of pressure. I'll tell you what. I was a number two overall draft pick going to a team who seemed like they were going in the right direction. And that was a ton of pressure. I can't even comprehend the type of pressure he's going to feel going into the situation he's going into.
It's a lot, man.
I can't comprehend it. And I lived it. Like, I lived being a top draft pick for a team. I've lived that. And having kind of the reputation or kind of the pressure of coming in and being a reason why this team was going to definitively take steps forward. I've lived that. I can't comprehend what Caleb Williams is going, if indeed that is the pick. Again, I'm going to keep saying if indeed he ends up being the pick. I mean, if I'm Chicago and I'm hearing these types of interviews take place with our players, you would be foolish to not be listening to it. And you would be foolish not to pay attention to if he fits what you are when you have a plethora of fine quarterbacks in this draft class. I don't know why people got so carried away with making it seem like Caleb Williams has to be the prospect this year that is the prospect. Like, that kind of weirds me out a little bit sometimes when it's just like we're going to create this foregone conclusion or narrative that this player in particular is like, this is it. He is it. It's him. It's him, him, him. But you have at least two more quarterbacks that should be in the same conversation in this draft class. And to me, Jonas, when you're looking at the way a person plays, that's one thing. We're looking at the talent, that's one thing. There are comparables to the other quarterbacks in this draft. You got to now take it to that next step
of where you're looking at, you're talking to the teammates. How is he as a teammate? What is he like in the locker room? You know, what type of person is he? You know, the characteristic or the traits that they portray, like you said. And people, you can be get upset and get up in arms all you want. Football is as discriminatory as it gets. They discriminate on everything. And you love it. That's what the combine is. It's a public spectacle of discrimination. He's faster than you, I discriminate, I like him more. He's stronger than you, I discriminate, I like him more. He's taller than you, he leaps higher, name it, so on and so forth. They're discriminating. Bottom line is, you're going to look at fingernails being painted. You're going to look at what's connected to the things that he does, his idiosyncrasies. You're going to look at all of those things if you are responsible. Because if there is something that is there that could ultimately be the undoing of him and his career at your place, or the undoing of your team at your place, then you need to make your decision based off of understanding that that's the possibilities that come with what you're doing in making the decision for this particular prospect.
You know what Caleb Williams should do? Because you've seen this play out. Not that I've ever been to prison. I don't plan on going, by the way. Just want to make that clear. But you see these stories where a guy gets to prison. It's like he's got to get his respect. So he'll, like, initiate some sort of a fight first day in prison. So everybody goes, hey, man, you can't just, like, bully that guy around. Like, he does have some pushback. Maybe Caleb Williams just goes and picks a fight with somebody first day of training camp. Just throws down. It might get broken up pretty quick. But, you know, get one or two shots into where people go, oh, you know, like, hey, yeah, he does paint his nails.
I mean,
you
want
to know what? But
Cam,
he can throw it
slung
out.
Josh Norman right. around a couple whipped him around like yeah. them boys at that flag football tournament.
So, you know, maybe that's the approach you should take here. Get a little bit of respect as he heads into training camp there in Chicago.
I mean, why wait for training camp? Just go right into the locker room. Right. Is that what you're saying? First day,
right.
you get drafted. Punch the GM right in the throat.
Nice
Bang.
Job.
Like, yeah, like did he just punch the GM in the throat?
Yeah, throw somebody in a Darce choke. Just say, hey, you know, anytime I want, I can hit your off switch. Just letting you know anytime you guys want it. And then they go, damn, we don't want to step to that guy. Forget right. Hollywood.
All the highlights from his pro day, he was he had to have hugged every single frame he hugged somebody.
Yeah. He's
every single frame.
What's wrong with that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a hugger. Like, I get it. But, bruh, you hugging everybody the whole entire time.
Oh, man. Well, look, just.
The whole entire time. Go look at his pro day. He is hugging the entire time. I think he hugged everybody that was there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a gracious dude.
He's
a good dude. But
definitely
I
is.
Just don't know how that's going. Like, I said Russ in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's the same thing for Caleb in Chicago. Just saying. Markets do make a difference.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you. And we will finish up this week here with another edition of You In or You Out. And that's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. I guess Brady's not calling in. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe he had second thoughts. He wanted to be a little bit nicer to Big Blue Nation and not air out all of Kentucky because their basketball team stunk it up last night against
Wasn't this in Napoleon Dynamite?
You know,
when he was dancing.
I've never seen that movie.
That is correct.
Never seen
it. He was killing it when this part right here. Turn back up. Right here. Killing it. Napoleon was killing it right here with his winter boots on.
By the way,
killing it.
If you've missed any of this show, and it's been a fun one thus far, you can check out the podcast. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got?
Guys, it's Bavarian Crepes Day, and if you're like me, I'm not much into pancakes or waffles or what have you. I've been to crepes. You guys into crepes? In or out on crepes?
Yeah.
And
a little bit easier to eat. Like that. Not as, doesn't, you don't feel as full after you eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something weird. I mean, I guess everyone likes cereal, but something about just like bread and sugar, like on top, you know, maple syrup. I'm not into it.
I like all of them.
See, you don't like the bread and sugar and the maple syrup? Like
I'm not a pancake guy at all.
Really?
No.
What about not waffles?
No, not. I mean, like, I'll eat it, but no, it's too much in the morning.
What about, like, French toast?
French toast is probably on the preferable side of the big three, of the waffles, pancakes, yeah, French toast. But crepes is the lead.
All right, let me ask you guys this.
Snob.
Would you rather have a donut? Would you rather have a donut or a cinnamon roll?
Donut.
I'd go
it depends.
Roll.
It depends.
The cinnamon rolls vary. Yeah, I don't.
It depends. If it's an amazing cinnamon roll, if it's my best donut versus my best cinnamon roll, I'm going with the cinnamon roll.
Damn
because
right.
There's more to it.
Damn.
There's
right.
more to it. There's more personality there. There's just more to it. But if all things given, all things judged, given equal, like the standard quo, a Krispy Kreme regular glazed donut, fire. A dope ass, what is it, dough, like peanut or cake batter donut, fire.
Now,
fire.
I would recommend adding some raisins to your cinnamon roll. Takes it up a notch.
Hmm.
All right, you'd be surprised. But I haven't had one in a long ass time.
Dude. I will say this. My people over at Mr. Donut, fire.
What up, Mr. Donut?
Fire.
I'll leave you alone. What else we got, Lee?
Guys, check this out. I actually put this on and got it all in before the game started yesterday. Roadhouse on Amazon Prime with Jake Gyllenhaal remake. Out. Conor McGregor in it.
Out. If Sam Elliott, you know, isn't laying on a bar top with a knife in his sternum, I'm not interested.
That's exactly right. That's what I said, too. No Sam Elliott. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Out.
Not into that. What else we got, Lee?
Hey, if you want another kind of remake, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Is that out this weekend?
Yeah, it just came out.
What are the reviews so far?
Not good.
Really? Lee, are you going to see it this weekend?
I might see it. It's not on the top of my list of things
Will
to
you
see.
See it sober?
No. not a chance I see that sober.
How dare you insinuate that?
No way. Have a great weekend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!